Fred Film Radio.
Andrea Cervi, Fred Film Radio from the filming Italy Sardinia with Vanessa Hudgens. Hello, Vanessa, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here.
Listen, Vanessa, you are an actress, singer, and dancer. Which is the role you prefer to be defined with?
I think acting is the thing that I have focused most of my attention to, but I really love singing, and I have not been keeping up on my dancing, but I love doing it.
Well, actually, yesterday night you surprised us with this. You sang for Harvey Keitel, Unforgettable. Was it a very intense to sing for him? Because he's such a myth. He's such an iconic person.
He really is. But I think that at the end of the day, through this experience, through being here at the festival, he's become my friend. Which is crazy to say because he is such an icon, but he's just, I love him.
You had a career that started very early, but there is one point in your career where you definitely switched. When you did Spring Break by Harmony Korine, your career as an actress, you proved us that you were actually an actress, not just a young girl singing and dancing and acting. How was that experience for your career, and how did you perceive that?
Well, the thing that's so funny is I, starting out, wanted to be like an independent actress, like a very serious actress. And my first film was a movie called 13, which was a very, very dark movie. I think that was a hard R. And I did that when I was 13 years old, and that was my first film. So I had already done it. It's just people weren't familiar because that was before High School Musical. So it had always been in my interest to do things that push the boundaries and are a bit edgier.
Yeah. Listen, let's talk about Tick, Tick, Boom, which is a Marlon Miranda film where you're starring. It is supposed to be released pretty soon. How is your relationship with him in terms of him being one of the greatest new musical directors?
I mean, I am the biggest fan of his for his work, but for who he is as a person as well. He is the most enthusiastic and passionate person, and even on set, I remember he would be doing like stomp dances and he would like jump and kick, and he was just so excited, and it was infectious, his energy.
There is a really big attention in film about women and women empowerment lately, which is really, really intense, really important, really interesting. I want to listen to your point of view about this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that everyone is opening their eyes a bit more and realizing that so much of the film industry is a man's world. And, you know, we're feminists. We want equality, and we want to hear stories about women from women's perspectives. And we want to dive into the things that are difficult to talk about. We don't want to glaze over things because there's no resolve in that. So with Asking for It, I really love the movie because it's about a group of vigilante feminists that come together and rewrite their narrative. They will not be the victim. They will be their own heroes. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really beautiful thing to see.
And is it easy, on your opinion, to do this now? Easier than before?
I mean, I think people definitely are more willing and open-minded to watch a movie like this and to invest into a movie like this. You know, we, I think, are all having each other's backs, which we should always, but I think that everyone's realizing that there's so much power when you put a group of women together.
My last question is about the private viewer Vanessa Hudgens. Which kind of movies do you like?
I love dark films. I really love dark, twisted movies. I love Gaspar Noé.
Oh,
I love like Lars von Trier. But I also love like romantic films. I watch Vicky Cristina Barcelona, I feel like, on a monthly basis. I'm kind of all over the place, but I love things that push the boundaries, for sure.
Well, thanks a lot. Thank you very much to Vanessa Hudgens. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.